destiny is at your doorstep. The wave of the future originated in the ancient past. From Atlantis to Egypt and beyond, this sacred knowledge was passed in secret, not to be revealed until the world was ready. That time is now. Now is the time for you to know your destiny.
Good evening, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp, and welcome. Welcome this evening to the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. Hope you're having a wonderful Monday. Here we are. It's been a beautiful day, cooling off. I think summer's just about over. I think we're having a few hot days, but it feels like it's straining to be hot. At least that's my hope. Let's see here. What is today? Today is August the 25th. And today is an Ace of Clubs, Queen of Clubs Day. This is a day, imagine, a double club. That's a lot of club energy. And clubs are all about the mind, all about ideas, communications. There's a lot of creativity in this birthday. Well, the Ace by itself is very ambitious. All the Aces are ambitious. And then you have the Queen of Clubs, which is a very creative card. It has a lot of three energy. It has a three karma card, a three in Mars, and this card has a great deal of creative force. It's also, the Queen of Clubs will also really want to be respected by other people and will generally rise to the top. There can be a sort of a nurturing, loving nature, which is interesting because you have this Queen, which is very loving and nurturing, and you have an Ace, which is very selfish and very much about what can I get out of life, what can I do in life. But it turns out you have a lot of famous people born today that a lot of us have heard of. Like, for example, composer Leonard Bernstein was born today. Director Tim Burton, who's directed so many movies. Sean Connery is born today. Elvis Costello. Billy Ray Cyrus. Baseball pitcher Rollie Fingers. Bob Halford. Monty Hall, the game show host. We have Regis Philbin born today, and model Claudia Schiffer, Gene Simmons, and George Wallace. Why? What a crew. So we have quite a spread there of different people this birthday. But I'm not surprised to see so many people that we know because of the power inherent. And, you know, when you see a double club, you know that whatever they're doing, however it shows up, it's all about communication and ideas. That's what it's really about. So if you're born today, happy birthday, and please call in, and we'll give you a little reading about your upcoming year. Let's see, a few announcements. Love Cars Dating is on track. It is to start in operation on the 1st of September. So those of you who have signed up, you'll be getting an email saying, you know, come over to the site and fill out your profile. It's going to be a lot of fun. And if you know anybody who hasn't signed up, please tell your friends. This is going to be great. There's going to be at least a one-month free membership. And that membership will also include some free things. I don't want to tell you exactly what yet, but there will be some free things other than just the membership. So tell everyone you know. Come to lovecardsdating, DATING.com, and sign up for your membership. For those of you who are new, this show is about destiny, it's about spirituality, it's about the science of the cards and how that science can reflect our lifetime karma in much the same way as astrology. Actually, the cards in astrology are really the same thing in a different form. They tell you the same stuff in a different form, and they're based on the same basic information, but it's very complex to explain how the cards are connected to the planets, but they are. And so that's why this system is so amazingly accurate and why people are so impressed with it. The beautiful thing about it is that the average person can learn this system in a matter of minutes or hours, whereas astrology could take you years and years to learn. So So in that sense, it's a tool for everybody. Anybody can use it. You don't have to be a computer scientist or a brain surgeon, or you can just have normal intelligence. And if you want to know what's going on in your life, if you want to understand your relationships, what your past has been like, what your future could be like, this is a system that you can use. It's a reflection, is what it is. It provides us with a reflection of ourselves. And when you study your yearly spreads, when you study the cards in front of you, you find a pathway to opportunity. There's always a pathway indicated there. And if you follow it, you will achieve success. I've told this story many times, but, you know, once I saw, about 9 months ahead of time, I saw that I had a ten of diamonds coming in my Jupiter period. Well, ten of diamonds is a card of financial success, pretty much great financial success. And at that time, I was doing okay, but I really wasn't making a lot of money. I saw that card coming, and I decided, okay, I'm going to plan for this. I'm going to make sure that when that Jupiter period comes, that I have a lot more products and services to offer my customers, because I had a very small, limited number of products and services to offer people at that time. So I went about increasing the amount of products and services I had, and when that Jupiter period came around, I made more money in that period than I had made the entire former year, because I was prepared, and I used what I saw coming in the cards. Now, for example, if you saw a really difficult five card in Saturn, that indicates a trip, but one that's surrounded by problems, you may have a trip plan, but you may say, well, at least you're just going to know that it's going to be difficult, or you can choose not to have that trip at that time. If you don't have good legal cards for this year, and there are cards that indicate what your legal karma is every year, if you don't have great legal cards, if you have really bad legal cards, maybe you'll decide not to pursue some legal action against somebody else. You may want to wait. So all these kinds of things, you may see indications that this will be a great year to move. It's amazing how many people who call me, they say, you know, I'm thinking about moving. You think it's going to be all right? And I see this wonderful card in a move card in a wonderful position, and I say it's going to be a wonderful move. Don't even worry about it. So there's a map laid out for you, and you'll find that it turns out the way that it says. It won't be exactly what it says in the book, because the book has to basically take the middle-of-the-road approach to the interpretation. It doesn't know you. It gives you kind of a range of interpretation. So every interpretation you read in the book is not going to fit you, but there'll be parts of it that fit, because it does try to take into account the high and positive and negative expressions of each card. So that's basically what the system is about. And it's also extremely beneficial for relationships. As a matter of fact, sometimes the relationship connections between people will determine the outcome. For example, in our current presidential election, it looks like McCain versus Obama. McCain is a 10 of hearts and a 10 of diamonds. He's the same birthday as Michael Jackson. And Obama is a 9 of diamonds, same card as President Bush, interesting enough. But Obama is a Leo, and he's a Democrat. This 9 of diamonds of Obama is less than and right next to the 10 of diamonds of McCain. That's called a moon connection. Usually, generally speaking, when two people are competing and there's a moon connection, the sun card will win, not the moon card. It's almost as if whatever the moon card does to beat the sun card actually ends up helping the sun card. So in a general sense, it's not good for Obama that McCain is 10 of diamonds and he's 9 of diamonds. Now, there are some other factors at play here. Absolutely, there's other factors. And some of these could change the outcome. Now with the addition of Joe Biden. Joe Biden is a Scorpio, 4 of hearts. King of hearts. And he has a 4 of clubs and 4 of spades ruling card. Well, his King of hearts happens to be Saturn to McCain. So there does present a possibility there. But by the same token, his 4 of spades is moon to McCain's 10 of hearts. So now we have Joe Biden being moon to McCain also. So it's really going to be, this is definitely not one of those elections. And I have seen them, by the way. the time that Clinton was running against George Bush Sr., it was obviously clear who was going to win. But this year, it's not. And it wasn't last election either. So it's going to be a close race. We're not going to know. I don't think we're going to know until the end. But you can believe there's a lot of money. You have to think about this for a minute. You know, you think that, you know, there's this picture we all have in our mind because this is what we're told, that we're a democratic country. And we think we're democratic and that our vote counts and that we're going to be able to elect the next president. But really, there are powers behind all this that are money. There's a lot of money at stake here. Whoever gets elected president gets to put their friends into positions of power to control policy so that their businesses can thrive. And this has always been especially true of Republicans, but it's just as true in Democrats as well. It just happens to be, we think more of Republicans as being more business connected. So you look at the last 8 years and you see that the oil, we have been absolutely robbed blind by the Republicans and their oil friends, because that's who their friends are. Okay, so these people have a lot of money. They've made, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars in the last few years on oil. And we paid for it. We and other people around the world. I think we paid a lot of it, though, when I think about it. The price of the gas tripling, you know. So those people have money. And they can do any, there's a lot of things you can do with money. You can really influence an election. You can do the media. You can hire the best brains in the country to think of devious and cunning plots to discredit your opponent. There's all kinds of things that people do. And then there's the media. Clear Channel, which runs, operates most radio stations in this country, is Republican owned. It's a Republican. They've actually bought out Clear Channel. I mean, it's, you wonder how much of their policy gets filtered down into who's broadcasting what. So even the news that you listen to or read, maybe really, but it is. It is biased because everybody's got a bias anyway. So it's all biased. All I have is the cards. And the cards tell me and astrology tells me that Obama's a better man. But that's my opinion. I would rather have a Leo in office, even if it was somebody like Clinton who was a Leo. Even though he was a terrific liar, I'd still have him over any sneaky Ten of Hearts guy. I'm laughing. I'm kind of hard on Saturn. I'm their Saturn card, so you can understand why I talk about them this way. But anyway, back to our topic. Our topic tonight is about intention, the law of intention. The law of intention states that whatever happens to us in life is created not by what we do, but by the reason behind why we're doing it. Like, why are we doing what we're doing? This is something that we don't think about too often, but it is very, very important. Because, you know, when you think about your intention in a certain situation in your life, immediately your awareness goes inside. So it's, instead of focusing on the external, you go inward a little bit and you start asking yourself, you know, what am I really up here? What is it I really want? What is my true intention here? See, there's lots of reasons. There can be an action like rob a bank. Someone robs a bank. Now that, you could say that's bad or good. There could be a lot of reasons why somebody would rob a bank. And there could even be reasons that were actually good if we knew the whole story. See? So, it's not a good idea on the surface. It's not a good idea to judge people by their actions so much, because you don't know the full story. You don't know what's in their heart often. Actually, I think it's a good practice in the world when you see somebody doing something to question. Say, you know, instead of just jumping to conclusions and agreeing with what appears to be a good act or a bad act, be willing to sit back and reserve your judgment and ask yourself, what might this person's true intention be? Because there's all kinds of stuff, you know. We're surrounded and bombarded with media telling us what's going on around us. But nobody's talking about what's the real underlying motive for what's going on. Nobody's talking about that. That's the real story. And it really applies to us in a really big way in our own personal life. And, you know, when you start thinking about our intention, it can go really deep. If you really start to examine your intention about things in your life, it can take you deep within yourself to layers like an onion. You can go find layers beyond layers of depth to self-understanding about that. Intention is what drives us. But a lot of us don't even know our own intention. You know, like, I think about the cards a lot, and, you know, as an Ace of Diamonds ruling card, that's my ruling card, and this holds true for all the aces, whether it's birth or ruling, there is always an underlying, you'll notice that aces always show up as being ambitious. That's what we say. Aces are ambitious. And so they're go-getters. And they're always busy. And some people will say they're very selfish. They're always into what they're doing and don't have time for anybody else. But then some aces can be very busy helping other people, but they're still busy, and they're doing it for themselves. So what is it about aces? What is this intention that is there? Well, what you might say is, you know, ace is known as the card of desire, ace of clubs, desire for knowledge. Ace of hearts, desire for love. Ace of diamonds, desire for money. Ace of spades, desire for work. But when you think about that, where does that desire come from? Is it just passion that's in the individual? Or might it be that some people who are aces have an inner sense of lack that drives them? Might it be that they have an inner sense of lack that can only be filled with a lot of accomplishment? This is absolutely true for me. It has been true for me in my life. Even though I've done lots of good things in my life, I have to say that a lot of my motive was I came from a really hard childhood, and I was really seeking for some sense of myself, something to feel good about. And as an ace, I picked doing things, being successful at what I did. I've always been driven to be successful. I've been driven to be good at what I do. That's been my nature. See, so you could say, oh, look, Robert's very successful. That's great. But how do you know that that success wasn't driven by an inner sense of I'm not enough? I'm not enough. I'm not enough. I have to do more so that I will be enough. So this is what I'm suggesting that we all do, to take a deeper look at ourselves and say, why am I doing what am I doing? What I'm doing? Why do I make the choices that I make? And here's the key about intention. It's real important, you know, because it's the intention behind things that determines the outcome. So, if I am being driven by a sense of lack, all of my actions that are so highly motivated, ambitious, can never really fill that lack, because what they tend to actually do is reinforce. Because I'm acting out of I'm not enough, it tends to magnify and recreate I am not enough. You see? It works like that. And this can be like in relationship too, like I'm not loved. Some people can have a lot of relationships because they're trying to feel loved. Or they can be trying so hard in relationship to overcome I'm not really lovable. I'm not really lovable. So I'm going to prove I'm lovable by marrying, having the greatest marriage, or something along these lines. So when you see a success in the world, don't just immediately assume, and I'm not saying there aren't good people out there doing good things for good reasons. There are. There's lots of people doing great things. But you really should look, just be reserve judgment, and just take a look sometimes and see, is this person being motivated by love or by fear? A lot of things that we do in life are motivated by love. We just want to help. Or we want to give. We don't really care for anything in return. We just want to offer it up to people. A lot of things we do in life, though, are like to prove that we're better than other people. This is another thing. And this is endemic because this is part of the nature of the ego, the structure of the ego. Everybody has an ego, and the ego is always the same. It always wants to be better than other people. So a lot of people strive And in so many ways, we're all trying. I mean, I've been noticing it lately a lot. I've been meeting some new people here where I live, and I'm in conversations. And I'm watching how in a conversation between two people that just met, that there's this kind of one-up thing going on in the conversation. Somebody will share something, and the other person will chime in with what he or she has done that's like that but better. Oh, yeah, I did that, and I did this. Can you? And it's not being said, but the sense is, can you top that? I'll bet you I'm better than you. There's this kind of ego thing going on. And it seems like a very friendly conversation. It's very interesting. So the ego is always afraid. And so the ego's actions and all these conversational techniques that are used by the ego, our egos, and I should say my ego for sure, is really all about, hey, it's dangerous in the world. I have to be better. I need to survive here, okay? I got to survive. My sense of self demands that I be better than other people. So, you know, it's the intention that causes the result, not the action. It's the intention that causes how the things turn out. And this is so critical. You might think, well, if I do X, I'm going to get Y. Well, but if you do X with this intention, you're going to get that intention. You're going to get the results of that intention, not the Y that you sought. You're going to get the Y with that intention magnified. If you don't know what your intention is, you're going to see that your results just don't match up with what you think. You think, I should be having this, I should be having that. It's not working. What's going on? Well, maybe your intention is a little weird. Maybe you need to take a little time and go within and say, why am I really doing this? Like, if you're working on a job you hate, what are you doing that for? If you're in a relationship that's not loving, the person is not loving to you, what is that all about? Why are you there with somebody who doesn't give? See? So these are the things to look at. So the other thing is, the really important thing is, like, this law can be really useful when you think about it, because especially when you're making choices in your life that are going to be long-term. And I'll, you know, an example would be marriage, but also even things like what job to do, what kind of occupation. And this is something that we all make a choice about, and largely unconsciously. And a lot of people just luck into the right job because there's a force within them that has driven them to that and led them to that, and that's what they're going to do. Other people, though, there's so many people I meet who are not happy in their work. And they're in a job, but they're not really enjoying themselves. They're struggling. They're losing their health. Frequently, their health is going down the toilet and getting worse every year. Some of them, it's funny, people work a job that they don't like. They get sick, and it's okay to get sick on the job. There's a health plan. It's very interesting. People would not get sick very much if they were enjoying their job, but they'll provide you with a health plan to, you know, give you medicine and keep the medical industry in money, and they're going to pay the medical industry to kind of placate you with drugs and different, you know, medical procedures, all because you are doing what you hate. You don't love it. You're forcing yourself to do it. So what I call that, when I talk about this, I think of this as being a choice made out of fear and out of a sense of lack. And we all do this from time to time. We make choices thinking there's not going to be enough. I can't have it all. I'm going to have to settle for half or one-fourth. I'm going to have to settle for much less. Okay? This is what we all do from time to time. And, you know, I've had clients, too. Like, I had a woman on the show last week, you know, three of clubs, and she's worried about everything and thinking. Now, if you're in that frame of mind where you're worried and you make a decision, an important decision from that, you're going to regret it. You're going to really regret it. It's going to end up in a worse situation than before. So it's really important when you're facing a big decision that you get to a place within yourself where you feel loved, where you feel safe, where you feel nurtured, where you feel stable and not under any duress, any emotional or financial, fearful. Because if you make those choices from that fearful place, you're going to end up in a more fearful place after you make that choice. You know, most people who make choices out of fear end up in a prison-like situation. That's what I see. It's freedom versus security. Yeah. So if all your choices are from security, and you think that, you know, you have to make those choices because that's what's practical, you're going to end up in a situation where you feel like you're in prison, and you're going to get old looking, you're going to be tired, because you're not going to have any life. You're basically just struggling. I have fun with some of my clients when, because I see this frequently, and I'll say, well, if you really want to be safe, why don't you just commit a crime and go to jail? You'd be very safe there. 4 square meals or 3 square meals a day, 4 walls around you, bed, no rent. Man, what a setup. And some people's lives are worse than prisons. They're in a prison situation worse. So the security thing is a huge reason why people make choices for the wrong reason. And their intention is out of alignment with what they love. And yet, if you make choices when you're feeling loved, your choices, even though later you might go, oh, that's risky, or that's scary, you do that, you follow through with those choices, and your life will get better. It'll be something that came to you in a moment of clarity. See, the other thing about the mind is when we're afraid, the mind is highly influenced by our pain body, is what Arnold Eckhart Tolle calls it, the pain body. When we're under the influence of a pain body, the thinking is all negative. It's all designed to create more pain. So what kind of choice do you think you're going to make? And you are under your pain body when you're really afraid. Okay? So this is how intention works. It's very, very important to kind of look deeper in ourselves and ask ourselves about our intentions and everything in our life, every single area, relationship, work, you know, like who are you with, what job are you doing. Now, there are situations, and, you know, if you have to support some children, I mean, their welfare comes first, and you wouldn't want to risk that. And I don't think life would really cause you to have to risk that. I mean, I've done thousands of readings, and, you know, when people have kids, they're never put in that situation in a certain sense. But there's a lot of single people out there who have no kids, just independent, and they're not taking any risks in their life. They're not really going for it. They're not having any fun. They just made this decision along the line to just go for what's stable and secure, and they wonder why they feel dead. They wonder why they feel like they're in a dead end, why they have no joy. And they feel like there's something missing, but they don't know what it is. I get this a lot in the readings that I give to my clients. It comes up frequently. Maybe especially to people who are in their late 40s and early 50s, well, even into the 60s, too. It seems to be like a bigger topic. You know, how come I don't feel right in my life? And it could be a bad relationship that they're afraid to let go of. You know, whenever the fear comes in, the mind will wreak havoc. The mind will take over, and it'll present all kinds of cunning, clever ideas that are just some way of avoiding feeling afraid. And you will end up back in prison in a worse situation than before if you follow those ideas of yours. So keeping that in mind, always come to a place of calmness and feeling balanced and loved inside before you make important decisions. And speaking of that, you know, practicing the power of now is the way to get to that. It's funny, you know, all of us have the ability right now to be in harmony with ourselves and with life by just letting go of our thoughts and being observing of the moment. It creates a space inside of us. And from that space, all creativity and all the good ideas and all the inspiration comes from that, those little spaces. And yet our mind won't let us spend a moment in that place without jumping in and saying, hey, pay attention to me. That's basically how the mind works. So, but you can use this consciously, this law of intention, and it will really help you. You know, look at where you're at. Look at what you're doing. And look at the choices you're making every day. I mean, look at everything you're doing. Ask yourself, why am I really doing this? What's my real intention? What do I really want to get from this? There could be an easy way to get it in some cases. It could be a much easier way. Okay, well, this concludes our talk, our discussion this evening. And for those of you who might be new tonight, this is when we open up our phone lines for calls. And I'm here to answer your questions. So if you've been thinking of calling and you're a little shy, don't worry about it. I'll be nice. I promise. I had another radio show today. It was funny. I got to share this story. I was on a radio show with a friend of mine today. She's in New Jersey. It was a real radio show. As opposed to an internet show. And we had a call-in. I was talking about astrology. And the call-in guy, it just so happened that he happened to be the same exact birthday as me, just a few years different. But he was the same birthday. And I was kind of just joking around with him. You know, I thought I'd have a little fun with him because he's a queen of diamonds, ace of diamonds like me. I thought I'd have a little fun. So I just said to him, have you had four marriages yet? Because I'm in my fourth marriage. All of a sudden, the phone got really quiet. And he got so upset that I started asking about his relationships that he actually hung up. I didn't mean to I was just playing around, but he took it badly. Let's put it that way. But the host of the show, she knows me and she knows the cards really well, and she's an ace of diamonds, a three of spades, and this guy who called was queen of diamonds, ace of diamonds. So she knew the drill. She knew, you know, what had come up for him, and we both had a nice little laugh about it. But it was amazing. Like some people, you can hit a raw nerve in them very easily. And I do that a lot. You guys who've been listening know that I can be really direct with people. And I like being direct because I think it's better to be direct than to just kind of waste time and beat around the bush. But I usually am nice about it. So don't be afraid to call in. The lines are open. As far as I know, there's no lines taken, but there could be one or two taken. I don't know. We're going to play one of the songs off my CD. The CD is called Bhakti Rock, which means rock music of devotion. We're going to play the first song. It's going to be called Closer to You off my CD, Bhakti Rock. And when we come back, we'll take your calls. This is Robert Camp. We'll be right back.
searching for you in everything they do, reaching out for the love that emanates from you, from you. Has no real meaning in this world of sin. If I have to wait forever, if I have to die again, there is nothing more important. There is no other way, and I am getting closer. There's nothing in my way, yeah, yeah. Nothing can stand in my way, yeah, yeah, yeah. Here I lay on my bed, voices echo in my head. I'm going closer to you, I'm getting closer to you, yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Closer to You from my CD, Bhakti Rock. I think I just got disconnected. Hello?
You're on the air. Sound is good.
Okay. I'm sorry. I thought I was off the air because I heard I was off the air for a second. I don't know what happened. It was a weird sound. Okay. Anyway, we have Juliet from San Francisco, whose birthday is January 7th, 1965. Are you there, Juliet?
Yes, I'm here. I just
Hi,
have
Juliet.
A
How are you?
Okay, I just have a quick question.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have to pick a deposition date for my auto accident, and how would I go about picking a good day?
Well, you can use the daily cards for that. First of all, you want to pick a good period, as good as you can.
Well, I'm stuck in Saturn right now.
Yeah, so is this going to have to be in Saturn? Is it going to be?
Yeah, it has to be in Saturn. It has to be.
Okay.
Actually, it was set for this week, Thursday, and because it's just too much driving for me to drive in Martinez, and then the next day, another 50 miles out.
Well, the good news is you have some good cards in Saturn this year.
Okay.
So that's good. That's helpful for you, you know. So the thing you do then is you want to find a day when your daily cards are the best, okay? Do you have my software program, Juliet?
No.
Okay, well, we have a. You can see the one daily card on my website for free. You can go there and
yes.
Punch in your birthday. It'll tell you your daily card, and you can look ahead and in the future by changing the date on your computer. So it's a little bit of a hassle, but you can do it. But we can actually print you out a report of your birth card and ruling card cards for each week of your life from our software program. So if you know somebody who has a software, they can do it for you for free. It's called the weekly calendar pages. Otherwise, you can order those from us. We charge $1 a page for them. Okay. And we'd be happy to email them to you or something.
Yeah, I never got them because I'm a Mac user.
You're a what? Oh, Mac. Right, right. Yeah, I understand. So if you want to call here tomorrow, we can get that to you. We can email right over to you.
Okay.
Give you like a month or something, whatever you want.
Okay.
Okay?
That sounds good.
Because I'll take a... I mean, how soon is this going to be anyway?
They want me to do it as soon as possible, and they want me to do it within... Well, it has to work with their schedule, too, so the first 3 weeks of September.
Well, I would say that try to pick a Jupiter day, if possible.
Oh, darn it. All my Jupiter days are Sundays.
That's true, yeah. I see that. I'm looking at next week... but that's actually Saturday, too. Let me see here. I'm just looking ahead real quick for you, real quick, to see what we have. See, today's Monday. So Monday's not going to be good, because that's Saturn day for you. You're in your Saturn day right now.
Yeah.
You know. So you don't want that. I think the best day I see coming up would be the Tuesday after this. September the 9th looks like a pretty good day. You can schedule it that day. Or the 10th.
Okay.
Those are two good days that I see in the near future. Another really good day is the 13th. The 13th is actually the best day of all. If you can do it on the 13th, that's the best day.
Isn't that a Saturday?
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, that's a Saturday. Sorry.
<Yeah.
laughs> So anyway, that's basically how it works, and those days I gave you are good except for the 13th, so Saturday. So.
Okay, I guess I'll either go for the 9th or the 10th.
Yeah, that will be your best. I mean, that's the best in the near future that I see. So. All
okay.
right?
Thanks.
Anything else, Juliet?
No, that's it for now.
Well, it's nice to hear your voice, just so my listeners know I know you. I've met you before. You've come to my classes here. So it's good to hear you, hear from you.
All right. Okay, thank you.
Have a nice night.
All right.
Bye-bye. Okay, I know we have two lines open, but we have Nicole calling from Schenectady. Her birthday is December 15th, 1969. Are you there, Nicole?
Yes, I am.
Oh, not you again.
It's me again, Robert, yes. Except this time I'm not going to try and ask you to try and solve my life problems. I think I'll be a little more specific with my questions.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
I actually probably will end up scheduling a private consultation with you. But first of all, my one question is, we were talking last week about power in the cards, and I brought up the fact that you mentioned how there is power in all of the cards, but I'm kind of stuck on this whole issue of there being certain cards that have more power than others. I mean, you label King of Spades as being the most powerful card in the deck, and the ones that sit in the crown line, and I guess
yeah.
Where I'm kind of stuck with that is how does that make them different than the rest of the cards? What identifies them as having that power? What makes them,
eights are connected
stuff?
With power. See, power, you have power, you have it like, I can tell by the way you're talking about it, you take power to be this wonderful thing. It's not necessarily something that's desired. It's not desired by everybody. It's an issue, really, more than anything else. It's a life issue. Like, if you're a king or an eight, your life is all about power. It means you're here to learn about power. Some kings actually get abused by other people because they're on the other side of the power curve, You can be on either side of the power coin. You might be the side that's really powerful, or you might be the side that that is not powerful and learning to be powerful. Okay?
Right. Oh.
And every king of spades that you meet is definitely not going to show up like a powerful person. They're just not. I mean, a lot of them avoid the king of spades avoid positions of responsibility. So you might say, oh, I want to be a king of spades because they're so powerful. But you have no idea what that's like. The important thing is that each of us picks the card that we want to be in this lifetime. We each pick that because it's the perfect thing for the place that we're at in our soul's development up until this point.
Right.
You see? So you have the absolute right card for you. See?
Yeah.
And that's what's important to keep in mind. Does that make sense?
But does it mean that people who have these, you know, quote unquote power cards, like the King of Spades, I mean, does it just mean that their life circumstances, like things come easier to them? Like that they have more opportunities?
Not necessarily. No. It's not. You can't make a blanket statement like that about any one kind of card. It just doesn't hold up in real life.
Because they could have challenges of a different sort.
They have a different nature of challenges, which might be just as or even more intense than ones that you would have or I would have. See? So we don't ever assume that. I'm sorry, go ahead.
So then why do I look at the Three of Clubs, Five of Diamonds as having it less easier of a life, a life path than, say, Ten of Hearts, Ten of Clubs, you know? I mean, but even when you go and you read in the love cards section, you know, you read about the challenges, and some people just have an easier life path.
It doesn't mean anything. See, like, I've always said that the most fortunate card there is to be, and I've said this a lot in the last few years, is the Six of Clubs. Okay?
That's my daughter.
They have a Queen of Hearts in Venus, they have a Ten of Clubs in Mars, they have an Eight of Diamonds in Jupiter, and even their Saturn card is the King of Spades, so they can overcome all problems, okay? But, you know, that doesn't mean they're going to be happy. Guess what?
Right.
My younger sister is a Six of Clubs. She's the most unhappy person in our family. Her life has been extremely unsuccessful. Miserable would be the word, really, that I would use. And yet she had the most going for her. So it's not what it's not the cards we're dealt in life. It's what we do with those cards that matters.
Right.
Okay? And you pick the card that you are for a reason. It has a lot of specialness to it. But if you don't see it, it's not anybody's fault but your own. It's you're not seeing it, you see.
Right.
Every card is special. Every person. I mean, you're the author's card. You could be a millionaire author. Could be.
Yeah.
You know?
I could be.
If you channeled your creative energy into a positive way. I don't know exactly what your lifetime challenge is, but it's probably something along the lines of creativity versus worry and indecision. See?
Oh, yeah.
But even the Six of Clubs, you know, they're the most fortunate card, and yet they're the ones that are the hardest on themselves. They can be really hard on themselves, very self-critical.
Oh, that's my daughter.
You should know you have a daughter of that card.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there is no such thing as one card that is better than everybody else.
Right. So I have to ask my ex about more child support. I'm trying to figure out when I should do that.
You don't have bad cards right now.
I would say
it doesn't really matter because you have this. Ace of Hearts and Five of Spades, but you also have an Eight of Hearts in your Saturn period, in your ruling cards, Brad. So those are good.
Right, my ruling card. Oh, yeah, that's a real protection. Yeah, but
that's a good card. And you got, you know, about the same, between now and your birthday, they're all about the same in terms of being positive or negative. So I think it's up to you. You know,
and
it's not like.
Do you see any relationships coming for me, Robert?
Well, are you actually available for a relationship?
Well, that's a really loaded question.
Well, that's why I'm asking it. Are you still married?
No, not married.
You are officially divorced?
I am officially not, yeah, well, we never got married, actually.
Oh, I see.
But he's a lawyer, and he probably knew that he didn't want to get married. But when things started going downhill, he'd realized he'd fare better not being married.
And are you dating anybody right now?
Well, I've had a 4-year relationship that's kind of a pseudo relationship. It was never really more of like a friends with benefits kind of relationship.
Okay, so are you having sex with anybody right at this moment?
Yeah, Tim. Yeah. Well,
So just hold on a second. This is an important distinction. If we're having sex with somebody, our cup is filled.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so you're not looking for a relationship. You already have one.
Well, I would like one with him, but it's not really going anywhere.
Well, that's your choice.
No. Well, no, all of a sudden I just haven't heard from him anymore.
Well, here's the thing. When you want a real relationship, you will become available for a relationship and clear about it. Your intention will be clear, you know? And somebody will show up really quickly. I don't think you'll have to wait, seriously.
Well.
But you have to first clean out the cobwebs here and make sure that's what you really want, you know? That's your biggest question in life is always like, what do you want?
Well, I know what I want. I want a relationship.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Wow.
If you knew what you want, you would have it right now. If you really knew what you want, you would have it right now. If you really want it, what you say you want. See, here's the thing about Three of Clubs. They say all kinds of things. They do. They say all kinds of stuff. But we don't know how much of that's really real. See? And they don't either. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
And I don't mean that in a negative way. I don't want it to be like a negative. I just want to say, like, well, this is what the dynamic is that's going on. But there are times in life when you really, really know what you want. You know, it gets really crystal clear. Like, no kidding. You're not going to have it any other way. See? And when you get to that place, then the relationship will just show up really quickly, like magic. You follow me?
Well, yep, yeah.
This will be a good year. You have Five of Hearts environment. This will be a good year for you to have a change in that area. Might be good for you to move out of the area, too, if you could, you know.
That's not happening.
You have a lot of really good love cards after your next birthday. So I think things will shift by then for you, if you let them.
Yeah. Yeah, after I get out of this King of Heart in my displacement this year.
Well, there's nothing wrong with
that.
Yeah, well,
it made
whatever.
Me feel like I just couldn't meet anybody.
Is that him?
Yeah.
Is he
no,
a King of Heart?
He's actually the Queen of Club. No, he's the Queen of Club kind of spade. He's September 12th.
Then how is that? How is this card stopping you? This King of Hearts, I don't get it. How do you figure that?
King of Hearts, I was thinking doesn't King of Hearts and displacement usually mean you have a hard time finding somebody?
No, not at all. Where'd you get that idea?
I thought I read it in one of the articles,
I don't think I ever wrote that. I mean, I'm not aware that I did. Maybe I did, but I don't. It doesn't sound like something I would say.
Actually, I think
it's
in the write-up.
I said that.
Okay. All right. Well, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Yeah, you're gonna have love. Yeah, you have a like a marriage card next year.
Wait a minute. It does say it here in the King of Hearts and Displacement. It says women who find that their romantic partners need more of them than, or that it is more difficult to find a suitable romantic mate.
Displacement means you have to pay attention to it, and make and get clear that that's what you want. That's what it's referring to. It
okay.
means you got to get clear about it. Say, you know, do I really want this or not?
It's all in my head.
Right.
Yeah.
You got
I get it. I get it.
All right, Nicole. Well, it's great to hear from you again.
Yes, Robert. It's good talking to you, too. Thank you so much.
Thanks for being my guest tonight.
Absolutely. Take care.
And let us know if you meet somebody, okay?
If I need somebody to do
If you meet somebody, let us know. If you have a new relationship.
Oh, if I ever meet somebody. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
meet somebody. Oh, okay.
Right.
I will. I'll be here.
Yeah, you know, bring the birthday on the show. We'll give you an analysis.
Okay, I will. I will as soon as I find him. I hope he's somebody new.
Manifest. Okay, good. All right. Have a great evening, Nicole.
Okay. Thanks.
Good night. Okay, we have another person on waiting on line four, and our line, I'm not sure, oh, line two. And other lines are open, guys, if you want to call in. And this woman's name, I believe, is Lillian, and her birthday is 9/18/1948. Are you there?
Yes, 46.
46, okay.
46.
And is it, how do you say your name? Is it Lillian?
Lillian.
Lillian, okay.
Lillian Gish?
Yep, got it.
Okay.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah. I'm going to purchase a house.
Uh-huh.
And I'd like to know if I'm making a mistake.
When did you find this house?
Actually, just on a fluke this weekend. I mean, on my vacation. I think it was on the 19th.
Okay. Okay, I would wait if I were you.
Really?
See, every year we have seven periods of the year. It starts on the birthday. The birthday is the first period. It's called Mercury. And then we have Venus, Mars. Each one is 52 days long, okay? And the last period of the year is the one just before your birthday. That's the one you're in now. And that's called the Neptune period, okay?
Uh-huh.
And the characteristic of Neptune is that we tend to see things the way we want to see them in Neptune.
Uh-huh.
We tend to overlook the reality and see everything through rose-colored glasses. So my suggestion to you is just to wait till after your birthday, because I guarantee you that the entire deal will look much different then.
Well, facts that
you may have about it now, things will come up that you didn't know about. It'll look different.
Well, I know I'm buying it as is, but it's really, really cheap.
Yeah, well,
and
you better.
I mean, I know
I'm just suggesting that you wait till after your birthday. Okay.
Right.
Now, you don't have to take my suggestion, but that's what I suggest.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, if you do, you won't make a mistake.
Uh-huh. I've already put a deposit down, though.
Yeah, well, you already have second thoughts about it, or you wouldn't ask me.
Yeah, because,
you know what I mean?
now I'm like, yeah, I'm getting, but it's so cheap.
Listen, it may be really cheap, but there may be something that you don't know about it, and trust me, if you're meant to have it, it'll still be there after your birthday.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm ending on a two of diamonds this year. What does that mean as a result card?
Well, it means usually having successful business relationships, you know, connecting with people that can help you forward your business goals, whatever those might be.
Right.
So it's a really good card for business. And, you know, It could be all kinds of things. It could be like having a stockbroker, but it could also mean like having a real estate agent or getting in business in financial arrangements with other people. That card happens to be one of your karma cards too, by the way.
Yeah, I know that.
We each have two karma cards, and you benefit from that card. So this could be especially good. There's some kind of business financial thing that's coming down the pike that's good for you if you haven't already found it.
So you're in Neptune, and the thing
about Neptune is things look too good to be true. They look better than they actually are. You have to take whatever you do is okay with me, but I'm just suggesting don't be in a rush about it.
All right. Okay. But I just heard you say that they're the most miserable card in the deck.
Who?
My card?
No, I said that you guys are hard on yourself.
Yeah.
And I said that my sister is the most miserable one in my family, and she's a six of clubs. But I've also seen many really happy six of clubs. Okay?
Good to know.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of really successful happy six of clubs out there. Oh, my God, there's so many beautiful women who are six of clubs. Unbelievable.
Uh-huh.
You know? I mean, some of the sexiest women in Hollywood are six of clubs.
Yeah, well, Greta Garbo was, that's for sure.
Well, there's Stevie Nicks is a six of clubs.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to think of what's the woman's name. She's a Spanish actress that's in that new Woody Allen film. She's a six of clubs. The girl that played in Fantastic Four. I can't think of any names right now. She's a
Alba?
Six of clubs.
Jessica Alba,
she's a six of clubs.
Oh.
I mean, there's so many of them. Yeah, Greta Garbo was on your birthday, actually.
Yeah. So you think I should just cool it for a little bit, huh? But what about the Mercury period? Don't be in a hurry about this. Don't things really not stick during the Mercury period?
No, Mercury will be better. When you're in Mercury and you look at this property situation again, it's going to look different, I'm telling you. That's the thing. It's going to look different. There's going to be things that you don't even know now that you're going to find out.
Yeah.
And you may still go ahead with it. You may still go ahead with it, but you're going to be more knowledgeable then. And it's never a good idea to rush into something. You know this. I don't have to tell you this.
Well, I know that, but it's like a six-story house. A six-room house for under $15,000.
Well, do you have somebody who does home inspections?
It's an attached house, and it couldn't be that bad. The guy was up front with me. He told me it needs work. But in this day and age...
What work does it need, though?
Huh?
What work does it need?
Oh. Well, it needs
work. This is so funny. It needs work, but... It just needs some TLC or something like that.
It needs a lot. I probably have to put about $25,000 into it. But that's okay with me.
You never know with a house like that. There could be something seriously wrong with it. Trust me, that guy's not dumping it on the market for no reason. I know real estate really well. You should be a little bit concerned. You shouldn't just... you're in Neptune. You can't see things the way they are right now. At least have a friend take a look at it with you.
Right.
Somebody who's not in Neptune. And who has no vested interest in the deal.
Right.
That's what you want. You want a friend like that to come take a look and give you an unbiased opinion. I think that could be very helpful for you at this juncture. All right?
Well, thank you for your input.
Okay, Ilian. Thank you for calling, Lillian.
Okay.
Good night.
Take care.
All right. Okay, we do have a caller on line four, but we're going to take a short break here. We're going to play the song Krishna Hare Krishna. And when we come back, we'll talk to Preeti from San Diego, whose birthday is April 15th, 1965. Be right back. Welcome back, everybody. That was Krishna Hare Krishna from my CD Bhakti Rock. And we have a lady named Priti, who's born April 15, 1965, calling from San Diego. Are you there, Priti?
Yes, I am. How are you doing, Olga?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Do you remember me? I attended one of your classes earlier this year.
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. I recently met somebody that I've been communicating with quite a lot. He's in Europe right now, and I haven't actually met him yet, but there's been, you know, quite a lot of communication, and it feels pretty intense, and I wanted you to do a little check to see if this is a compatible match for me.
Yeah, what's his birthday?
His birthday is February 9th, 1960. Yeah, he's 48.
Okay. So he's the Three of Spades and the Nine of Diamonds. Well, you have a lot of connections with this guy.
Yeah.
Your karma cards, first of all.
What does that actually mean?
Well, okay. You are his first karma card, which means that in a relationship with you, he has to give to you.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah.
Also, his Nine of Diamonds is moon to your Ten of Diamonds, so he has to give to you again.
Okay.
So, you probably, I don't think you have anything to lose in this situation.
Uh-huh.
It's good for you. Now, you will be the leader of this relationship.
Okay.
Do you feel that yet?
Yeah, somewhat, but that's how it was in my last relationship, too.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing wrong with that, but it's something to be aware of, because it'll basically be up to you to set the direction for your relationship.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's neither bad nor good. That's just what it is. Okay?
Okay.
So, but it's important that you are aware of that. So, like, when the relationship starts to get going, it's up to you to say, hey, this is what we're going to do.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
It's up to you to say, okay, this is what I want this relationship to be, and, hey, are you coming? Like that.
Okay.
You see?
Okay.
So when are you guys supposed to get together?
Well, he's on an oil rig and he's got some problems going on right now, but he's hoping that sometime mid to end of September.
Okay.
I don't know if that time frame fits. He's coming on pretty strong, and I just don't know. You know, it's hard to tell a person just by communicating with them on email and so forth.
Well, of course, there's no real way to know. You know, one thing to keep in mind is he is a Three of Spades.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of things about that card. You should study that card a little bit to get to know about him, you know.
Okay.
Get to know, you know, get to kind of understand him. Three of Spades always have so much going on in their life.
Okay.
You know, and their work's a big thing. They usually lead a double life.
All right.
And one side of it's work.
Okay.
They might have a family, but then there's the work thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, they're really romantic and all. They can be a little nuts sometimes, a little crazy, because they, you know, so many things going on in their life.
Right.
But
they're pretty honest and dependable people.
I don't know about honest. They might be honest. You know, threes, all the threes can be creative, which means they can be dishonest if they want to.
Okay.
So don't believe everything until you get the whole story. Kind of take it slowly, I would suggest.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I mean, I think this is a good year for you. You're supposed to be dating now, and actually I think you're going to meet somebody else.
Really?
Yeah, I do, because you have a Three of Hearts environment. And you have a Three of Hearts coming up in your Jupiter period.
Well, you know, that other guy that I'd spoken to you about a while back is still in the picture, but it's not a strong connection. So, and he's trying to hang on. So I don't know if that's it, or you know.
Well, it could be somebody else completely new.
Okay.
You know, I mean, if you let it.
Yeah, no, I'm open to all possibilities right now.
Oh, good. Then you're in a perfect place.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't lose from that position. See?
Yeah, I mean, the divorce is still taking forever. He seems like he's dragging his feet. And my business is going through a lot of changes. Some of it's scary, and I just don't know when all of that's going to become solid, that I don't have to worry about it anymore. And I know you don't.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about it.
Okay.
Just try to stay focused in the moment, you know.
Yeah.
You got so many love cards this year. I think you're really supposed to be dating and not worrying about the business stuff so much.
Okay.
Those things kind of take care of themselves, ultimately.
All right.
They tend to.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okie doke.
All right. Thanks so much, Robert.
So make sure that, you know, make sure that he's a generous person.
All right.
With you.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
We've talked before how the Ten of Diamonds have trouble receiving.
Yeah.
And don't end up with another man who's not really giving to you.
Okay.
If he's not super generous, just say, sorry, this isn't going to work for me, and just end it right away.
All right.
Don't even talk about it. Just get out of there.
Okay.
Because you don't want to be in another situation with a man who's not really going to be loving and giving to you.
Okay.
But it sounds like I think he would really like you and want to do that, but if he's weird and around the money thing,
yeah,
you should let him know even up front. Say, you know, I really don't like guys who are really weird about money.
Okay.
Just tell him that right up front. You know
okay.
what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, you know, and say, you know, I like men who are generous, who like to take care of a woman.
Yeah.
Can you handle that?
Okay. Okay.
Got the idea?
I do.
Yeah, you have nothing to lose.
All right.
And, you know, you want this to be as good as possible, so
I
think it will be, though.
Okay. Well, thanks so much, Robert. I appreciate it very much.
You're very welcome. And let us know how it turns out.
I will do.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Good night. Okay, we're going to take another break now and listen to the song Shri Ram. And when we come back, we'll take your calls. Be right back.